So every year for Bible Quizzing, which is a multi-state league, they pick a book or several books of the Bible to quiz over. This year it's Matthew, the entire book of Matthew. So every week they'll take a few chapters and quiz over that. And then at the end there's a review of the first half and the second half. And then for the local tournament and the invitational tournament, the questions are drawn from the entire book of Matthew. So this week, they're doing Matthew 26 through 28. Today we're going to be focusing on Matthew 26, which is a pretty familiar part of the Bible. It's kind of leading up to the crucifixion. So Ollie's going to read a small part of that to get us started today.
Then Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And he said to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So you cannot watch with me 1 hour? Pray, watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for a second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the words again. And he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
So, there are 6 local Bible quizzing teams, and so that's 4 to 6 kids on each team. And so the matches are set up so that 4 players from each team are sitting here with buzzers. There's a quiz master who reads the questions. Russ Miller's going to do that today. He spent many years as a quiz master, so hopefully all his skills will come back to him. There are typically 18 questions in a regular season match and 15 in the tournament matches. There's also a scorekeeper and a judge sitting there, so I'm going to kind of try to do both of those today. We will sort of explain it as we go along. The basic question, the basic idea is to buzz in before anyone else does, as soon as you think you know the answer to the question. And then, right, you don't have to wait for the entire question. And a lot of times kids will know the material so well that they'll buzz in after a word or two. Sometimes when they shouldn't, but we always tell kids, you can't get it right if you don't buzz in. So usually the best players are also the ones with the most errors, because they just have to be willing to take the risk of looking dumb and buzzing in. That's just how it is. So for every question that you answer correctly, you get 10 points. If you buzz in and don't answer it correctly, then the other team will have an opportunity for what's called a rebound. So the player sitting in your opposite position on the other team will have a chance to listen to the entire question and then try to get it right. That's also worth 10 points. So if you get 3 questions correct, that's called a quiz out. Well, you can actually, just not for the team bonus. Is that what you're thinking of? Yeah. So if you get 3 questions correct, you get a quiz out, your team gets an extra 5 points, but then you're done. You don't get to buzz in on any other questions. You can sit up there and answer rebounds, but you don't get to buzz in anymore. If you get 3 errors, then you error out, and your seat is dead. we're going to loosen up the rules a little bit for this group. So if you get three errors, you'll just go sit down and somebody else can come up. Okay? Right, you can also swap people out for a quiz out, and we will. Okay. If four people on your team buzz in, that's the holy grail of quizzing. Buzz in and get a question right, that's a team bonus and it's 20 extra points. If your team gets five errors, then you start subtracting points for the errors, but I don't think we're going to play with that rule today either. Okay, so we're going to kind of just figure this out as we go along, but are there any general questions before we start? No. Once the first person buzzes in, it'll buzz. It's not a loud buzz, and the light will light up so that the quizmaster can see who's buzzed in. Okay. Then, there can't be more than one person buzzing in. You need to say something. Right. Well, we'll be gentle today, but yeah, don't answer. Don't say anything until you see that it's your light that's lit up. You have to say something within the first, 5 seconds? So, an intelligible word. So usually kids will buzz in, and then right away they'll say thinking. In our league. In other leagues, they sometimes say other thing. Yeah. Right, but you can say anything. You can press your buzzer and say, I don't know. Yeah. So then that buys you some time to think about the answer to the question. 30 seconds. After 30 seconds, if you don't have it answered, then you're out of time. Okay, so let's get started. We're going to split Sam and Ollie up. So Sam, you know, sit down there. And Ollie here. Do you guys all want a quiz? Okay. The teams make name tags typically and have them.
I need to get
mine. Send it out. They also get to choose a team name that has to come from the Bible passage. Some are more appropriate than others. Two brave adults. Is there anyone who would like to volunteer, first of all? Carla volunteers. You volunteer? Excellent. Okay. So as people quiz out or air out, we will swap. We'll swap players out. So be prepared. We also need somebody keeping score up there. Maybe I'll do that up there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to keep score up there? Okay. Okay, so what you do, first of all, is we're just going to go down the line. Everybody test your buzzer. Oh. You don't want to do it now? That is totally fine. I would want to do that, too, to start out with. Wait, just a minute. Okay, do we have any other volunteers? Or do I need to start choosing people? Okay, Steve Kaufman? Oh, no, Jordan's going to do it. All right. Steve did not volunteer. I just... Okay, so we're going to start with Ollie. Just press your buzzer and say your name.
Should I start?
Yeah. Say it.
Ollie.
Okay, and everybody, like, be loud so that everybody can hear you. I want that for you. Yeah. Oh, I don't think that's going to work. Okay? Rosie, press your buzzer.
Rosie.
Steve.
Carla.
Yes.
Jake. Charlie.
So the quizmaster can clear the lights with his or her buzzer. So that's what he's doing between those. Okay. So do you... We're going to have some practice questions to start with, rather than buzzing in. We're just going to go down through the line. Russ Miller is going to ask a question. And so let's say, for example, we're going to start with Ollie. He'll ask the question directly to Ollie. Ollie will buzz in and say thinking, but nobody else will buzz in right now. It's just going to be an opportunity for everybody to see what it's like to buzz in. Does that make sense? And if you don't know the question, not a big deal. Oh, yeah, if you don't know the question, we will rebound to the other team, but we're not keeping score or anything right now. Okay? All right. And I want to make sure everybody can hear, too, so. Yes. Yes, yes. There are some words that are interchangeable, so you could, if the answer is Jesus, you can also say Son of Man. If the answer is the 12, you can also say disciples. But for example, like God and Jesus are not interchangeable. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I gave you the questions. No? Okay, I'll be still back here. Okay, here we go.
Okay, we are ready to begin our practice round of questions. Question number one will go to Oliver. Oliver, after blessing what? Jesus broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat
the bread."
That is correct. Our second question will go to Rosie. Rosie, day after day, I sat where? Rosie, how many pieces of silver did the chief priest pay Judas Iscariot? That is correct.
Oh, yeah, and usually, often when people get questions correct, you pound on the table to congratulate them.
Just common courtesy.
Yes.
Steve, question number three. Let what pass from me? Yes.
Okay. So if you'll notice, his teammate gave him a little hint. So if it were an actual match, there would be some question about that. But we think it's,
yeah,
that's fine.
That would have been a foul on this stuff. Yeah. Okay. We are ready for question number four. Carla. They spit in whose face and struck him?
Jesus.
That is correct.
If you ever have a who question and you're in doubt in Matthew, you just guess Jesus.
Beth, question number 5. Who came up to Jesus with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment?
A woman.
Yes, that is correct.
Can everybody hear? All right, okay.
Jake, question number 6. There we go. Jake, question number 6. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me how many times? 3 times is correct. Question number 7 will go to Charles. Charles, he who has dipped what in the dish with me will betray me. Very good. Yes, that is correct. And question number 8 will go to Mr. Bond. Mr. Bond, let what pass from me? Yep, I read that again, but you still got it right. Okay.
Okay, so everybody see generally how it works. Okay, can you clear out the buzzers. Okay, now we're going to have 4 more questions that don't actually count toward a score, but anybody can buzz in on them. Okay, so these are just opportunities to practice buzzing in quickly.
Okay.
4 questions, and then we'll start the actual match.
Question, and remember, as soon as you buzz in, I will quit.
Right.
No completion of the question. First question, before what?
Okay, so here's another thing. You have 30 seconds to get the question right. And if you're talking and you haven't said anything that's exactly wrong, but you also haven't got to what the judge is looking for, the judge will just let you talk. They won't interrupt you until you actually say something that's wrong. So if you give an answer and you hear silence, you need to just keep talking. See if you can dredge up something. Kind of. I mean, if you never arrive at the right at the right thing, then you won't get it right.
And I shouldn't have cleared that when I did, but I think the 30 seconds is up.
Okay. So that
the rebound will go to Charlie. Charlie, before what you will deny me 3 times? Yes, that is correct.
What's that? I think cock and rooster would probably be interchangeable.
There are certain words that are interchangeable.
Yeah, and I don't have the interchangeable list with me, so we'll be.
And I probably would have counted that.
They're not.
My
okay.
Answer says the
but
rooster crows, so he hasn't said anything wrong, and I probably would have given him full credit without the list, but I was just waiting to see if he'd say rooster, and he did. Okay, second question. Everything's cleared? Yes. Have you come out as against a robber with what?
Swords.
And what else?
Knives.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The rebound will go to Charlie, and I think Jake should look at me while I ask Charlie the question. Charlie.
Clear it.
Have you come out against me as a robber with what? Swords and clubs.
Okay, so Rosie said swords to start with. So you noticed Dad just kind of waited, but then when she said knives, then he had to move on. So. Swords was good, though.
May we have a timeout?
Not yet.
You want to swap out Rosie?
No, stop.
Yeah, she almost got it. Okay, third question. We're having four of these, so this is the third one. I will strike the shepherd and what?
The sheep of the flock will be scattered.
I will count that the flock of sheep.
Oh. About the sheep of the flock.
You got the flock, you got the sheep. Just got them in the wrong order. But I would have counted that. Okay, last practice question. Where did Simon the leper? Yes, that is correct. Where did he live?
Okay. That means we're ready for a real match. And I think I'm going to adjust the rules a little bit so that we can maybe get some more people up here so that you will quiz out or air out after
two questions
instead of three. Okay, so once you get two right or two wrong, then you need to sit down and somebody else will take your place. 10 points per correct answer.
Five extra points for quiz out and 20 points for game bonus.
Yep. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Excited? All right.
No. Okay. We're ready to begin. First question. Again, who went away for a second time?
Jesus.
That is correct.
I was going to say that.
Question number two. Day after day, I sat where? Temple is correct. Now, I'm not sure. Are those interchangeable?
No.
Oh, except you told him it was correct, so.
Yeah. I was being a little. So don't do that today, this afternoon. But
you know what?
Temple and synagogue are not synonymous.
Yeah. Not. Why don't we just throw that question out?
Okay. That's why I need you down here.
Okay. Well, I can come down there.
Question number three. He will at once send how many angels?
A legion. 12 legions.
Ollie, the rebound. He will at once send how many angels?
Thinking.
Twelve.
13 legions. 12 mighty legions, 12 awesome legions.
Question number four. I am able to destroy the temple.
I am able to destroy the temple and rebuild it again in 2 days.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, we are ready for question number five. In pouring the ointment on... Jesus' body, she has done it to prepare him for what? Question number six. I will not drink again of this fruit. Sorry, we'll have to count that as incorrect. Rebound will go to Jordan. I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you where?
Kingdom.
My father's kingdom. That's a big deal.
Ready for question number 7. Jesus reclined at table with whom? Yes, that is correct.
I was going to say that.
Or the 12. We're ready for question number 8. My blood of the covenant is poured out for me. That is correct. Question number 9. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking what? Remember, if you're really quizzing, you can't be talking over there. That would be a foul. Question 9, the rebound. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking what against Jesus? Sorry, that's incorrect. Does anybody remember?
Can you repeat?
Sure. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking what against Jesus? False testimony. Buzzer there, Mr. Dixon. All right, it works. Question number 10. What was the name of the high priest? Caiaphas is correct. Question number 11 is a situation question. Who said this and to whom? Even if I must die with... I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The rebound will go to Mr. Dixon. I will repeat the question. Who said this and to whom? Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. Yes, Peter to Jesus. That is a quiz out for Mr. Dixon. Thanks for joining us.
Good job, Alan. All right.
Do we need somebody else up here? Good.
Buzzard. All right, we're ready for question number 12. Question number 12 is also a situation question. Who said this and to whom? My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Sorry, that's incorrect. The rebound will go to Steve. I will repeat the question for you. Who said this and to whom? My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. Those would be three good ones, and we'll give them.
We've got one.
You should have counted. You should have counted.
Question number 13. Also a situation question. Who said this and to whom? What will you give me if I deliver him over to you? I think, yeah, we'll do that for her. I'll take away those few seconds I gave you the last time. I'll repeat the question for Jake. Jake, who said this and to whom? What will you give me if I deliver him over to you? That is correct. The chief priests. Okay. One more situation question for question 14. Who said this and to whom? Situation question. Who said this and to whom? You also were with Jesus the Gap. Jake, who said this and to whom? You also were with Jesus the Galilean. I was looking, we need something a little more specific than just the gender. It was, anybody?
Certain.
servant girl?
Is this a servant girl or a servant
girl? A servant
girl.
A servant girl. So that's where it gets kind of, you really got to know the specifics, not just the general.
Is it a situation question that is said what to whom?
Yes, you need two names for a situation. So you answer yes. So you have that just meaning something more specific than not. Okay. So that means we need to swap somebody out for your place.
Chair awaits you.
Come on, team.
Are we team one or two?
We're team
two. We're team two.
You're ahead. 70 to
35.
Normally we don't allow freshmen up to the, but that's okay. You're a rookie, so. You want to buzz in? Check your buzzer. All right, we are ready for question 15. Question 15. Whose eyes were heavy? Nailed it. Exactly. Very good.
Jordan, it's your question. Okay. It's possible for us to win. All right, Honor. Yeah, it's with team voters.
We are ready for question number 16. Question 16. Who went out and wept bitterly? Yes. Correct. Question number 17. Question number 17. Who will perish by the sword? Take the sword. Yes, very good. Nailing it. One last question. Last question of the match. Who will you always have with you? Yes, that is correct.
Good job, John.
All right, thank you to everybody who participated in that. Yeah, I know, our kids have been looking forward to that.